If he was a true man of God, he would know that this prostitute, this whoremonger, this whatever, this sinner woman. So what they're saying is he wasn't a real prophet. And Jesus answered and said, "Son, I have somewhat to say unto you." And he said, "Master, say on." There was a certain creditor which billed two debtors. The one out 500 pences, and the other 50. And when they had nothing to pay him back, be frankly, he forgave them. Tell me now, Simon, therefore, which of them will love him the most? He's going to love him the most, the one with 50 or the one with 500. Simon answered and said, "I suppose that be to whom he forgave most." And he, Jesus, said unto him, "Thou hast rightfully judged." And he turned to the woman, and then said unto Simon, "Seest thou this woman? I entered into thine house. Thou gavest me no water for my feet." Talking to Simon Peter.
Come on.
"But she hath washed my feet with her tears, Jesus, and wiped them with her hair of her head. If thou gavest me no kiss, you didn't give me no kiss. But this woman, ever since from the time I came in, has not ceased from kissing my feet. My head with all thou didst not anoint, but this woman have anointed my head, my feet, with warm with ointment. Wherefore I say unto thee, her sins, which are many, a lot of them, are forgiven." They're forgiven. They bring you before the court, they bring you before this one, they bring you before that one, they talk about what you did, what you didn't do. They want to put it all on you. But he said, "When I came to you, you didn't give me no water to my feet. When I came to you, you didn't kiss me and hug me and tell me how much you love me." But this woman showed it. This woman showed it. "I love you, Lord. I love you, Lord. I love you, Lord. I'm showing it to you, Lord." Today, people want to say, "I love you, Pastor. I love you, my brother. I love you, my sister." But you ain't showing it to me. How am I in the heart of my brother? Dressed in the clothes that I wear. Where about the little makeup that's on my face? The earrings that's in my ear. Class. Yes. That little woman, yes, that you feel that you're better than. Yes. That little woman that you want to call the weaker master. God's got some soldiers that's rising up today. And we ain't just going to retreat at second class no more. You got some men folks out there that got the same brother culture. And say, "Let that woman go forth. And God want to use her. Let God use her. Said unto her, "Woman, thy sins are forgiven." And they said it meet with him and began to say within themselves, "Who in the world is this that forgives sins also?" And he said to the woman, Thy faith have saved thee. So I want to say to every happy Women's Month March. You got some folks don't want to, but undoubtedly God has touched a million people's heart and mind to where they decided to give woman a woman's month. They don't have a man's month.
We are in hopes that you enjoyed our message today and were truly blessed. Each month, our ministry provides free food and clothing on the first and third Wednesday from 5 to 7 p.m. for all men, women, and children. For more information, please call 337-238-0314. Praise be to God for our founder and pastor, Annie Mulberry. Be blessed in Jesus' name until we meet again this same time next week.
This is KAYT, Gina, Alexandria. This is Gospel Radio at its very best. 88.1. KAYT, praising the Lord.
You just tuned in to the outreach ministries of the Mount Calvary Baptist Church, located 320 Daspit Street in Alexandria, Louisiana. Reverend Ronnie Humphrey Sr. is the pastor. We are a church of the living word, preaching and teaching the word, thereby fulfilling God's command as stated in Mark 16:15 to go therefore into all the world and preach the gospel to every creature. At Mount Calvary Baptist Church, leading to others is the church's first priority. Now join Pastor Humphrey in a sermon already in progress.
Thank you for waking us up in the morning, and thank you for letting us be able to come to church. Thank you for letting all these kids in the choir be able to sing and perform for you today. Thank you for letting all of us in this church house worship you and hear your holy name. Thank you, Lord. Amen.
As we now look to benevolence. Psalm of David, Psalm 55, says it like this: give ear to my prayer, O God, and hide not thyself from my supplication. Attend unto me and hear me. I mourn in my complaint, and I make a noise because of the voice of the enemy, because of the oppression of the wicked, for they cast iniquity upon me, and in wrath they hate me. My heart is so pained within me, and the terrors of death are fallen upon me. Fearfulness and trembling are come upon me, and horror has overwhelmed me. And I said, oh, that I had wings like a dove, but then would I fly away and be at rest. Thank you, Jesus. Smile on me. He has set me. Oh, God has. He has smiled. Thank you, Lord. So good. So good, so good. He's been good. And now, Father, we thank you once again for what you've done for us. Lord, lately we've had a lot of reasons for benevolence. And Lord, we ask that not only to never let the benevolence run out, but never let the love run out. And Lord, we thank you right now. We thank you for the ones that gave graciously, even the ones that gave grudgingly, and especially the ones that did not have it to give either way. For we make no judgment, we leave that up to you. In the mighty and precious name of Jesus, we pray. And we all say amen, amen, and amen. All right. Amen, amen, amen. Let us stand up, shake a hand, make a friend. Welcome to Mount Calvary. Thank you. from right here. I feel like we're aptly prepared. Let us pray. Father, we thank you for your grace and your mercy. Lord, we thank you for the ones that showed up today. And Lord, we ask that you bless all those that chose to go another way. For Father, we still love them. We know that you love them. And Lord, let their fun be righteous fun. Lord, we're asking right now, Lord, on this, your congregation, to give us a relief from our grief. Give us a reprieve from sorrow. And Lord, we've been through a lot as a congregation, but Lord, we know that you haven't done us any wrong. You're still God. You're still on the throne. So right now, Lord, we just ask that you continue to bless us. And now, Lord, on this sermon, we ask right now that you make me your mouthpiece and your sounding board so that I may say something to draw people to you and not drive them away. In Jesus' name, amen. Amen, amen, amen. Honor is given to the Godhead, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost, to Dr. Huey Lawson, our pastor emeritus, Reverend Rodney Lonix, Minister Cindy Humphrey. Just for a little while, going to talk a little bit about some things of the world. In the realm of unrighteousness, amen? Amen. First Corinthians, first chapter. First Corinthians 1, and I'm going to read a few verses starting from verse number 18. It's Paul's letter to the church at Corinth. You know, Paul loved to write. We were talking about writing letters in our Bible study class the other night. 1 Corinthians, first chapter 18 is where I'm going to start, and I'll finish a little bit after that. I don't know how many I'm going to be led to read just yet, but starting at verse 18 of 1 Corinthians and the first chapter. This is how it reads. For the preaching of the cross is to them that perish foolishness, but unto us which are saved, it is the power of God. For it is written, I will destroy the wisdom of the wise and will bring to nothing the understanding of the prudent. Where is the wise? Where is the scribe? Where is the disputer of this world? Hath not God made foolish the wisdom of this world? For after that, in the wisdom of God, the world by wisdom knew not God. It pleased God by the foolishness of preaching to save them that believe. For the Jews require a sign, and the Greeks seek after wisdom. But we preach Christ crucified, unto the Jews a stumbling block, and unto the Greeks foolishness. But unto them which are called, both Jews and Greeks, Christ the power of God and the wisdom of God. Just for a little while, my subject today is the foolishness of this world. Foolishness of this world. And the world today is full of many foolish things. Amen? Amen. Just as it was in the time of Apostle Paul. Just as it was in the time of Martin Luther King. A lot of foolishness. Amen? Just as it is now in the age of what we call technology. Amen. Foolishness got some help now, amen, because we got technology. And foolishness can be spread a whole lot further than it used to be spread. Amen. But foolishness is still foolishness. You know, whenever people try to make the world a better place for the betterment of mankind, for the betterment of the planet, for the betterment of all people, there's always some foolishness abounding. You know, always somebody want to throw a kink in the wheel. Every time it looks like we're trying to get a little bit above some of that stupidity, something always comes up. Isn't that right? And see, the world's wisdom is always foolishness. The Corinthian church had already been intertwined with church foolishness. Amen? And church foolishness, church folk trying to out-Christian one another. Yeah. Amen. Yeah. Trying to be holier than the next person. Isn't that right? Okay. Amen. Always want to holler about, we don't have this problem and that problem. Yeah. We just pray. Amen. They're trying to belittle somebody else because they're going through something, because they've got some aches and pains, because they've got family problems. Amen. Child, just pray. I don't have them problems because I know how to talk to God. But let me tell you one thing. Church folk, just like anybody else, have problems. Isn't that right? Amen. I'm not going to be too long. Amen. Some of us like to believe what fits us in the Bible, the stuff we like. We believe that. Can I get a witness? But the stuff that calls us to task, we choose not to like that. But there's so many different kinds of foolishness. You got foolishness in the government nowadays. Isn't that right? As I watched TV the other day, I was watching the government oversight congressional hearings. Amen. And after about an hour, I noticed one thing, that everybody was lying. Can I get a witness? Amen. I listened at one side and then listened at the other side. And it occurred to me they all were telling a lie. That's foolishness. Can I get a witness? There's foolishness over in the sports world. Young man got a $30+ million contract the other day to play baseball. $30+ million a year. And the bad thing about that, he's not even the best player in baseball. Can I get a witness? That's foolishness. Isn't that right? A man having a husband, that's foolishness. Isn't that right? A woman having a wife, that's foolishness. Isn't that right? But it's also foolishness to hate them because they're different. It's foolishness to try to hurt somebody because they're not like you. Amen. We are charged to love them. If we can help them, help them. But don't put your hands on nobody because they don't believe like you believe. Pray for them. Sometimes we think we know what's the answer, but we're so far wrong. Romans 1 and 22 says, professing themselves to be wise, they become fools. Amen. Every time somebody thinks that they've got more wisdom than God, they become even more foolishness. Amen. All kinds of foolishness. Going to be some foolishness today. Can I get a witness? Mardi Gras brings out a lot of foolishness. Can I get a witness? Amen. Amen. And you may have heard this before, but there's some foolishness that prohibited me from ever working the Mardi Gras parade again. When I was active duty, they used to have about 50 cops marching with the floats. Amen. But, and you've probably heard this before, but right on the corner by Cabrini Hospital on Texas Avenue, I got flashed instantly. Y'all remember what I said about the truck? I got flashed on the corner of Texas Avenue. So my glasses got all steamed up, and the first thing I did was look around to see who saw it. Amen. Because you know what? You know, when you get embarrassed, you want to know who gonna say something, you know. Amen. I was in shock till I got home. Got home and I told my wife about it. She said, did you look? I say, baby, I turned around and it was right there. I couldn't turn my head fast enough. That's foolishness. But I never worked the Mardi Gras parade again. They asked me the next year. I said, that $65 ain't going to pay me enough to get a hotel room. Foolishness. Our text scriptures today helps us to discern foolishness. Verse 18 says, for the preaching of the cross is to them that perish foolishness. In other words, the word is foolishness to people that don't believe. Can I get a witness? They think that hell is foolishness, huh? They think salvation is foolishness. But they better get this Bible and read, because hell is a real place. Salvation is a real thing. And their foolishness is going to get them a new address at the day of reckoning. Can I get a witness? Amen. They're going to be foolish all the way to hell. Can I get a witness? Amen. Got nerve enough to laugh at church folk. Talking about we ignorant. Easily led. Let me tell you something about faith. Faith makes you believe. You believe it in your heart. That's not being easily led because you've got faith. But the intellectual community, sometimes, not all of them, the intellectual community likes to belittle us and make us look like hicks because we can't think enough past faith. Yeah. Let me tell you something. Don't let that happen to you. That's foolishness. Verse 19 says, "For it is written, I will destroy the wisdom of the wise and will bring to nothing the understanding of the prudent." The people that think they're smart, and their wisdom is foolishness. Yes. Amen. Because let me tell you something. Education is good. Yes. And I'm a proponent of education. Yes. Amen. On our last child to send to college. Praying about that one. Amen. But education does not teach faith. Prayer teaches faith. Can I get a witness? Amen. Even the best school, you can't pray anymore. Unless it's a private Christian school. But in public school, you cannot pray anymore. Amen. That's foolish to me. Because every day at J.B. LaFogue when I was a little boy, before we taught anything, we prayed. Before we taught any reading, writing, or arithmetic, like they used to call it back then, we prayed. And we didn't pray in a corner somewhere where nobody could hear us. Prayed on a loudspeaker. Everybody in the whole school could hear you pray. Had a loudspeaker on the playground. They could hear you pray. But now you can't say thank God loud enough for somebody to hear you. Foolishness. Verse 23 says this. But we preach Christ crucified. Unto the Jews, a stumbling block. Unto the Greeks, foolishness. The Jews represented the Mosaic faction at this time. The Greeks represented the Gentiles. Paul wants us to know that foolishness from anybody is still foolishness. We got the nerve to believe that because we belong to a certain political party, that we don't have foolishness. We got the nerve to think that if we're a certain color or ethnicity, we're smarter than somebody else. Got the nerve to believe that our bank account makes us smarter than the person on the other side of the track. But foolishness is just foolishness. If you're broke, it's foolishness. If you got $1,000 in your wallet, it's foolishness. Republican, Democrat, Independent, Tea Party,